Hi, it's Leah Dunne here on OCI Radio on 101.6 FM for the Costa del Sol and 94.6 FM for the Costa Blanca. You're all very welcome to the show today. And indeed, you're all very welcome to the show today. My guest in the studio is Martin Sheeran from Elite Clinics in Fuengirola. Martin, you're very welcome back.
Good morning, Liam. Welcome. Thank you for inviting us.
No, you're always welcome. So listen, what are we going to talk about today?
Today we're going to talk about the dreaded panic attack.
Well, we all know a little about those. I think everybody knows somebody who's had a panic attack at some point in their life. Yeah.
Yeah. They say that 35% of the population suffer with panic attacks at some stage of their life or other. So that's why it's such a common problem, I suppose, and why so many people have actually heard of it. The way I thought I'd approach it today was I pulled out some notes from an actual client that we've just completed with, obviously changing the names, etc. Really, to give someone an idea exactly what they experience.
Okay.
The person, name change, Susan Hardstone from Cala Honda. Susan's 29 years of age and moved to the Costa del Sol with her partner from Hampshire in England last year. They'd only been here a few months and they got married in Gibraltar. And outwardly, Susan appears to be in perfect health, holds down a very responsible job with a UK airline based at Malaga. She never used drugs and consumed what here on the coast we could describe as a modest amount of alcohol. And I say here on the coast because I think there's what we consider a modest amount of alcohol and what people in the UK consider a modest amount of alcohol. And I think maybe there's a little bit of a difference. You know?
I'm laughing here, yeah. Isn't it? It's just a different perception, I suppose, yeah.
Yeah.
One has to be careful, I think.
We could veer off on a whole new subject there, but we won't. Yeah. We'll do that next time.
Use it
time.
For another day.
Three months ago, Susan, completely out of the blue, her life changed for no apparent reason, with no warning. At that moment, she joined millions of others who suffer with panic attacks on a regular basis. It was a Friday morning in February. She was shopping in La Cañada and she suddenly developed an overwhelming sensation all over her body. She was sweating and trembling and felt that her heart was pumping too fast. Within a few seconds, she also suffered from chest pain and shortness of breath, and she told me that for a few moments she actually thought she might be having a heart attack.
Jeepers.
Yeah, the episode lasted for about 10 minutes, but she told me in the clinic that it was probably the worst 10 minutes of her entire life and certainly the most frightening.
Was she on her own?
Yes, she was.
Yeah, that's awful.
Yeah, but anyone that's listening that's suffered with a panic attack would recognise those symptoms quite easily, I should think. Mm. Understandably, she was scared by her experience, and she started to stay away from shopping centres, and she also avoided situations where she thought there'd be a crowd of people. The attacks apparently continued, and because of their frequency, Susan found she could no longer function normally.
Jeepers.
Yeah, that had a major effect on her job. She ended up working just part-time. And she became aware after a few months it was starting to have a negative influence on her marriage. They weren't going out and socialising together so much, and she was staying in more. Finally, she got to a situation where she was completely afraid to leave the house or go to work at all. But her experience is typical of someone with what we call panic disorder. And panic disorder is diagnosed when an individual suffers at least two unexpected panic attacks, followed by at least a month or so of concern over having another. Sufferers feel as though they might die or develop a stroke or heart attack during an attack. Physical changes such as the heartbeat, shortness of breath, fainting episodes, sweating and trembling are just some of the symptoms. The attacks can either be triggered by a specific situation or they may come out of the blue, not being precipitated by any particular trigger. An attack can last for a few to several minutes and often leaves a person feeling very tired. Some episodes leave people feeling scared, and a situation develops where people become fearful of the next attack. If you understand, they're more scared about the attack than the actual attack itself.
And they just don't know when it's going to come.
Closed loop sets up.
Yeah.
And individuals then get to a situation where they prefer to stay at home and isolate themselves from friends, etc.
Jeepers.
Yeah. But there are two methods of treating panic disorder. The condition can be treated with antidepressants, such as serotonin reuptake inhibitors and other prescription drugs. And the doctor would normally undertake a full examination before deciding to prescribe such a drug. The second and usually the preferred method, which is usually more successful, is therapy-based, incorporating cognitive behaviour therapy and occasionally mild hypnosis. And this is the treatment that is now the treatment of choice by the National Institute of Clinical Excellence back in the UK. So Susan initially did visit a doctor who confirmed that she's not suffering from any physical condition, and he recommended that she visit a CBT therapist, which is when we met her. And the important thing is that within just 2 weeks, and it was actually 16 days after she first came to the clinic, she felt that she was well enough to go back to work and she got her life back together.
And how long had this been going on?
She'd been 7 months.
Wow.
And they say that panic disorder in the UK is rated as the third most misdiagnosed medical problem. People repeatedly go to see different doctors, and some doctors just either don't believe it or they don't see it or they just don't diagnose it correctly.
And I imagine the fear that you think you're going mad as well.
Most certainly.
Yeah, that'd be really worrying, wouldn't it? Yeah.
But it's, you know, it's something that when we opened the clinic, it was something one of our specialist subjects, if you like, it was something that I studied particularly when I was back in the UK. And people often ask sets of questions of us of panic attacks. You know, who gets them? Why do you get them? And are they dangerous? The answer is 30% of the population will experience at least one panic attack in their lives. I have to say to you, Leah, that it's sadly to say that women are more prone than men.
And why is that?
They don't actually know. there's no medical reason.
Wouldn't have anything to do with the old hormones.
They say that there's a bit of that, and they put their hands for everything. Yeah.
Highs and lows.
Yeah. But for most people, it's a one-off experience and requires no treatment at all. For others, it can just be the start of an ongoing situation. Jeez. Why do people get them? To tell the truth, the exact cause of panic attacks and panic disorder are completely not clear. Several factors may be responsible, including an imbalance of brain chemicals, family history of panic disorder, etc., etc., just a whole bunch of reasons, but no one is really sure. Panic attacks sometimes occur as a result of a stressful situation.
Yeah, that I could relate to, yeah.
Yeah, and they could also be triggered by people taking certain medications, people suffering with asthma and heart conditions. I have to say, too much nicotine or caffeine also influence the likelihood of featuring panic attacks, as does alcohol abuse.
Oh.
But right at the top of the list, is the use of drugs, smoke, cocaine, marijuana, LSD, anything like that will actually affect the heart rhythm and someone's mental state will trigger the likelihood of a panic attack occurring within the following
40
years.
You're more at risk for having panic.
That's correct.
Okay. So I'll have to stop taking all those drugs then.
Yeah. And the other thing that, interestingly, the statistics show that influences people having panic attacks is people suffering with an overactive thyroid. And they're not completely sure medically why that is either, but the more people...
Really?
Yeah.
I have an underactive.
Ah, that's you then.
I'm under. I'm
that's
under.
Why you, that's I why you're said, such a happy person.
You said it over, I'm under.
Are they dangerous? Anyone experiencing unusual bodily sensations should, of course, seek advice from their doctor. That goes without saying. But panic attacks are not dangerous. No one's ever died from a panic attack. The most important thing for listeners to remember is that they can always be treated. Panic attacks are often misdiagnosed, but the sooner they're treated, the easier it is. There's no need for anyone to suffer with them for weeks, months, or years.
Okay.
And obviously anyone that's listening to the show, they should give us a ring at the clinic and come along. It's completely free of charge. They can have the initial session. We can talk it through, explain exactly what the problem is and how we treat it. And probably we can demonstrate to them there and then in that initial session how they can take control and get their lives back. And people sometimes, that's all it takes, one or two sessions and they're back on the road to recovery. And when they've been suffering for anything up to 5 or 6 years... Yeah, they find it quite emotional. They feel like they've been cheated out of a chunk of their lives.
Do me one favour, just give me those symptoms again that she suffered in the very beginning, just to remind people, because they could, you know.
She suffered with, she started sweating and trembling, tightness in her chest, a feeling of unreality. This isn't real. This situation just wasn't, you know, real for her at all. At that stage, she said that she felt that she was actually having a heart attack.
Okay.
The situation lasts about 10 minutes, and it's just a body sensation. She found it overwhelming, trembling, sweating. People sometimes want to go to the toilet as well, reason. But then, you know, it just goes as quickly as it comes, and people trying to work out why it started in the first place. And as we just said, there's a whole list of reasons.
So that's panic attacks.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a subject that people find particularly interesting, but there's so many people out there that are suffering with panic attacks today.
Well, it's so debilitating, isn't it?
Most certainly. And it is you know, it's in the top five sector of the clients that come to the clinic, and it's worldwide. It's in the top five sector of people that use cognitive behaviour therapy is for panic-related disorders. So it's very, very common.
Yeah. Okay. So listen, we've been speaking to Martin Sheeran from Elite Clinics in Fuengirola. Just remind us exactly where you're located, Martin.
We're in the middle of Fuengirola in Cali, España, right opposite the post office.
Okay. And your phone number is 951-311-591. That's 951-311-591. And your email is
mail, S-M-A-I-L, mail at eliteclinics.com.
Okay, Martin Sheeran, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for inviting me.
And that was Martin Sheeran from Elite Clinics. Again, the phone number there is 951-311-591.